put it this way. Speaking of the restaurants and the sneakiness, you know what I don't like? I've never liked sneaky. I don't like it in people. I don't like it in politicians. I don't like it. And for good reason. When people are sneaking around, it's you don't trust them. And the fact of the matter is, the state of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, if they knew they were doing the right thing by extending the limit on capacity in restaurants at 25% and keeping a curfew at 10 o'clock in for restaurants to the end of March, if they knew they were doing the right thing because they were extending it by 2 full months on the 4th of February, if they knew they were doing the right thing, they would have come out and told everybody, hey, here's what we're doing and here's why. But they're cowards. They're absolutely cowards because they didn't come out and tell anyone. They snuck around. They were sneaky. It's like a child misbehaving because the child knows when they get caught, they have no honest thing they can say to defend themselves. This governor is acting like a child. Her administration is acting like a child when it comes to these restaurants, period. No adult would conduct themselves that way. No private enterprise would conduct themselves that way because you would be fired and for good reason. This governor needs to be held to account the same way Governor Cuomo is being held to account in New York. Show us the science, Governor, that shows us that restaurants being closed has helped in any way. Florida continues to outperform Michigan in every metric of the pandemic. So does Texas. So does South Dakota. So does Indiana, where Michigan people flock by the thousands to spend money because you are killing Michigan's restaurant and lodging. The entire industry, you're killing it, Governor. And for what? And for what reason? And on what justification? And again, if you were proud of what you were doing, if what you were doing is truly backed up by science and you and Dr. Khaldun could actually come out and say, well, here's the science, here's what we found, here's what we learned. If we keep it this way, we forget that. You have no science to back up these knee-jerk moves. You know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. And to sneak around under the cover of darkness shows just how dishonest you are. Governor Whitmer, I invite you to come on this program and debate this with me. Governor Whitmer, I invite you on this program at any time at your leisure to have this conversation with me about how you're keeping restaurants at 25% capacity, how a curfew of 10 o'clock means anything at all. And I want you to talk to the people, the thousands of people that don't have a job today because of your executive orders. Well, you can say, well, I don't do this. It's the Department of Health. Nonsense. If that were true, let the individual county health departments make the decision for their counties based on case rates and positivity in those areas. There is absolutely no reason to treat Marquette the way you treat Monroe or Ann Arbor the way you treat Alma or Grand Rapids the way you treat Grand Haven. There is no excuse for that. There is no justification for that. There is no science that would support that. You know it and we know it. So I challenge you, Governor, come on the program. You've been here before many times, but you haven't come on since you were elected governor. You came on about a week before you were elected back in 2018. What are you afraid of? Real questions? I'll be respectful. I'll be honest, but I'll be respectful, Governor, as I always am. But the Democrats have fled. Dan Kildee used to be here all the time. Won't return our phone calls. Why? Not because he was ever treated badly here. We have real conversations, did Dan Kildee and I. Alyssa Slotkin vanished. She was here many times. Always treated respectful. Had good conversations. Didn't agree on a lot of things. Disagreed on things. Had a real give and take. A real conversation, which is what we need in this country. Governor Whitmer, you were here a number of times. Where are you? Why are you Democrats so afraid to answer real questions? We know that the governor has her questions selected ahead of time. We know the governor only allows certain people into these so-called press conferences, which are not press conferences at all. A real press conference is you let in all the reporters. And you stand up there for an hour and you take random questions about every topic. Nothing's off limits. That's how you handle a pandemic. Even Cuomo, for all his failings, held real press events. You could take a lesson in that category, Governor. But again, the invitation is here today. Governor Whitmer, members of Congress Slotkin and Kildee, come join me. Rashida Tlaib, come join me. We may not agree on a number of things, but we will have a conversation, and it will be respectful. That doesn't mean it'll be easy. Tough conversations need to be had when you are destroying people's businesses, when you are destroying people's lives and livelihoods in pursuit of some policy that nobody even knows what the hell it is, based on metrics that nobody can figure out. It's time to tell people in Michigan the truth and why you're allowing their companies and their businesses to be shut down and destroyed. For what purpose? For what purpose, I say? The invitation's here, Governor. You know how to find us. Ms. Slotkin, you know how to find us. Mr. Kildee, you know how to find us. You all know how to find us. You've all been here before. And the only thing I can conclude is that you're all afraid of having a real conversation because we don't just bow and kiss the ring. Because we don't agree with your ideology. We don't agree with life of living in fear. We don't agree with any of that. Show us the science. Show us what we're doing. Stand up and be accountable. You wanted the job. You ran for office. And then you hide from the questions of people that don't agree with you? That's not who we are. Be an American. Be accountable. Stand up. Take the tough questions. Stop hiding. The Steve Gruber Show on a Friday.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The beauty of high school sports is the benefits the kids playing the games receive. The benefit of belonging to something. The donning of the school uniform, the pep assemblies, homecoming, playing games they love in front of family and friends, things you won't find anywhere else in youth sports. Show your support for the kids by heading out to a high school game in your community soon. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.